Okay, today's daf Mem Aleph. We're still on Mem Aleph Beis. We ended up not finishing yesterday. We're a little behind. We'll go back to my time the Reb Meir. What's Amar Reb Chista, my time the Reb Meir? What's Reb Meir's reason? Reb Meir held that a naira the knas is only paid to a naira, not a katana. If you violate a naira, you have to pay the knas, not a katana. What's the reason for that? Amar Kra v'lo tiyel isha. It means a wife herself, the woman herself, could be a wife. Meaning, she's a naira. The rabbanon, what about the rabbanon? Amalei, amar shlokish, amar kra naira. It says naira without a hay. Meaning, she's not really a naira. Even a katana too. Says the Gemara, I feel a katana mashma. Even a katana is included in that. Shomer of Papa, Brei Rav Chanan Mibei Kaluchis. He heard that. Azel Amr Kamelo Darshin Barashi. He said over to Darshin Barashi, Amalei Atana Hamas Nisanlu. You learn that vort from there. But Anan Aha Mas Nisanlu. We learned that same idea from here. From what? Amr Shlakish Hamotzi Shemra Ala Katana Potter. Let's say somebody says Shemra on a katana, right? In other words, he accuses his katana wife of having an affair, right? So what is it? And it turns out he's wrong. Right? Turns out he's wrong. Right? What do we say? Potter. Right? Why? Shinemakan says, V'nafnu lavi ha-naira, naira mole dibur ha-kasav. The Torah is talking about a naira, not a katana. Only a naira. She has to be over 12, not a katana. Maskefla revada barava. 1 second. Time of the kasav rachmana naira. You're telling me the reason why there's no katana issue by a moti shemra is because it says naira? That, right? Halav hachi avmi the katana? And if not for that, I would think it's true. Then you'd have to pay the knas. Can't be. Vaksiv. Then emes hayahadavra hazeh. What if it's true? What if it's she didn't have an affair? If it's false, he has to pay shkalim, whole story. What if it's true? What if it's true? She did have an affair. What happens to her? Skila. 1 second. She's a katana. Katana can't get punished. Right? How can it be? Right? You tell me because, oh, it says naira with a hay. So only a naira. And if it wouldn't a naira with a hay, then what? Then it would all play out? It wouldn't all play out. Lo nimtza besul naira v'atiyat a naira pesach of basically of you is glua? You're going to give a skila? What, v'ktana la basonchini? It's not a basonchin. The reason why it only applies by naira is because by katana there's no bot. Oh, Ella, you're right. Kan naira. Here it says naira. The ha kol makom shenemar naira without a hay afilu katana b'mashma. It means even a katana. Says Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Ha dechsev naira mole. Over the fact that it says naira over here, lav legluya le asa. It doesn't reveal anything. Doesn't help us at all. Why? Because there's no punishment for a katana. The fact that it says naira here is an irrelevancy. It happens to say naira. Happen to say it. The reason why Motzi Shemra only applies to a naira is not because it says naira from mole. It's not the reason. The reason is because it can't apply to a katana, because it can't play out if it's true. Right? Ella, I'll call Makom Shinamar Naira Chaser, but if it says Naira Chaser, Yalav, the Yalav Hachi, Kan, Sheefshar, Ella Naira, Ksiv Naira Mole. Well, so again, over here, it has to be a naira, Motzi Shemra. Has to be. Why does it have to be? Because there's no ownership, it's true. What about by onus of a fata? Has to be an ira. Why does it have to be an ira? Have to be. Right? It could be even that. So then, yeah, you're right. The fact that it says naira without a hay clues you in. It's not really an ira. It could even be a katana. Okay? Very good. Next Mishnah. Ready? Omer. Guy says, Pasiti es bito shalploni. Yes, I seduced, what's her name? He admits it. Mishalem, boshes upagam al piatzmo. Boshes and pigam you have to pay. Ve'enu mishalem knas. But you don't have to pay the knas. Why don't you have to pay the knas? Because we have a rule, modi b'knas is putter. If you admit to the knas, you're putter. Knas he doesn't have to pay. Boshes and pigam is not a knas. That's like saying, I broke your car window. Okay, so pay for the window. Right? I seduced your daughter. It's a pay. Bosh is a pagam. Don't pay. You don't have to pay. Knas. Now, always cheating. Omer, a guy says, Ganavti, I stole. Mishalem es a keren, al pi atzmo. The keren you have to pay. It's a give it back. You stole something, it's a give it back. Right? The eno mishalem tashlume kefil v'tashlume above a chamisha. But there's no kefil and there's no 4 and 5. Why? Because that's a knas, and you never have to pay a knas if you're moda. Okay? Next. Hamis shori esploni. My shor killed somebody. Oh, or Shoro Shalploni, or it killed what's his name's Char. Either it killed what's his name, or it killed what's his name's Char. Hareze Meshalim al pi atmo. You do have to pay. Why? Rashi says, because Kasavar Kufra Mamona. This person holds Kofar is money. We're going to have a machlokas in the Gemara. Is Kofar a knas, or is it money? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you admit. Right? Hamis Shori Avdo Shalploni. If someone says, my Shar killed the Evid of what's his name? Ein Mishalem Al Piyatmo. Again, you don't have to pay. Why? Because that's also a knas. A 30 shekel is a knas. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol HaMishalem Yosu Al Masha Hizik. If you ever have to pay more than you damage, Ein Mishalem Al Piyatmo. You only have to pay. You don't pay if you admit. Now, by the way, what we just said is not so true. Because it says, if you only have to pay more than what you damaged. What if it's less than what you damaged? You also don't pay. Right? Let's say the Evid's worth 1 million shekel. Because he's some expert in something. And you killed him. You have to pay 30 shekel. But it's a knas. But it's less than what he's worth. And so the Gemara is going to change this line. To say that it should say that too. Okay? Now, what was not mentioned in this Mishnah? What was not mentioned? Ones. A guy says, I was Mafate. What's her name? What about I was Ma'anis? What's her name? So the Gemara says, Velisni Anasti. Why didn't the Mishnah say I was Ma'anis somebody? It says Tosfos on top. Tahavi Chiddush Tvei. It's a bigger Chiddush to say that. Why? The putter, that you'd be putter on a knas, afal gav demode she'osa pritzus, you admit it, you did it, that's a low thing to do. Rape somebody. Alright, you seduced her. That's only half bad. But mama, she did such a terrible thing. Why is that in the Mishnah? Thank you. So the Gemara answers, lo mi boya ka'amar. Right? It's a lo mi boya. What does it mean, lo mi boya ka'amar? Lo mi boya anasti. I didn't even have to mention that. Of course. That's going to be Modeh B'Knas's putter. Not only that, Lo by Anasti, the Loka Pagimla. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't belittle herself. She was a victim. She's a nice Jewish girl, a nice girl, and you and this guy went ahead. He was a monster. Right? She didn't do anything wrong. Right? So of course, the Mishalim Boshes B'Gam, Al Piyatmo. Of course he paid Boshes B'Gam. Says Rashi, the Lo Pagimla. See the first Rashi in the Gemara? Ein laz shalanusa gadol kilaz shal mafuta. The rumors, the talk, the yenting that goes on by an anusa is not as bad as by a mafuta. What happens by a mafuta? She agreed to him? She agreed to that? It's pretty bad. By an anusa, what do you mean she agreed? She was raped. She didn't agree. So the talk about her is not so bad. So what? He doesn't have to pay boshes and pagam. Why on earth not? Right? Doesn't have to pay? Of course she has to pay. The kibun the law of pogim dila, who? Mehen lel mishka mene boshes ubegam al piv. Since she had no say in what happened, she was a victim, she had no say in what happened, so of course you have to be boshes ubegam. The Mishnah didn't even have to mention that. Back to the Gemara. Aval but, pasiti, but when he says, I seduced her, which means she agreed to it. She agreed to it, right? The kapagimla. So she herself caused her own downfall. She herself caused her own rumors, right? She herself caused all that. All the talk about her, she caused it. Why'd she cause it? She agreed. So I would say, Ema, lo mishalem al piyatmo. I would say maybe you don't have to, why should I pay boshes to pagan? What am I paying that for? She agreed. She's just as bad as me. Why do I have to pay her? Kamash malan, you have to pay. Right? Why do you have to pay? It's not a good taina?
No. The top is not a consensual. It is.
Right. It's really seduced.
Seduced.
Right. So yes, on some level, she agreed. Right? The Bar Tzemira says this. Right? It's a funny thing. He's believed to say that now she's not such a tzaddikus like we all thought, and I have to pay her on top of that. Right? He's believed to say all that. Believe me that I seduced her, and I'm going to pay now. What am I paying for? Because at the end of the day, I embarrassed her. She did it to herself. So what? Right?
If he didn't initiate it, it wouldn't have happened. So even though...
Correct, but it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
So she could say, please get away from my face.
Right.
But she didn't say that. She sat there and said, tell me more about myself. Tell me more about me, right? That's what she did. Right? Tell me more about how great I am, right? And it led to this, right? So there's a time to say, why should I have to pay for that? Why did I pay for that? Kamash Valanzi, you're right. If he wouldn't have come over to her, it never would have happened, and he seduced her, and all these reasons he has to pay. Maybe it's not as bad, the boshes of Pagam, but then we said, it goes by the Mavayesh or the Mizbayesh, right? Okay. Now, obviously, Masnisin Deloki Haitana, our Mishnah can't be the following. What? The Tanya, we learned. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rav Shimon, Af Boshin Supagam Eina Mashal Malpina Al Piatzmo. There is no Boshin Supagam on your own admission. Right? Why not? Lo, Kol, Haimenu, Shiifkom, Bito, Shoploni? Every time someone says, I seduce, what's her name? You believe that? Not Boshin Supagam. Right? So obviously our Mishnah can't hold like that, Tana, because our Mishnah there is. Right? Amale, Rav Papa Labaya, Nichala Lidida Mai. Right? The question is, what does that question mean? Where the daughter agrees, she fully aware. It's not that she seduced her, and now she doesn't realize the consequences. Oh, what happened? That was a big mistake I made. They're looking at me everywhere I go. They look at me, these women. Right? No, not like that. She totally understood. This is going to happen to me. Right? And is that what it means? Right? Right? It's worth it for her to get the money. Yeah. Right? So what's the question? Nichale ludida mai. What if it's worth it for her? So then what? What's the question?
No, do we believe him and make him pay the boshes according to Rabbi?
According to who?
Rabbi Shimon.
No, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no boshes to pagam. Oh, I see what he's saying. Right. According to Rabbi Shimon, that we don't believe her. What if she admitted it? Also, she also agreed to it. In other words, he comes to Beth Din. According to, this is a good question. Okay, so according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't believe him. Who are you? You come in and say you seduce some girl. What's this going on? We don't believe you. The man says, what are you talking about? She's right here. She agrees. She admits it. Why does she admit it? Because she's going to get paid for it.
No, not that it's good for her.
It's good for her. Why is it good for her? Because
really
she's getting a check.
You really think it's good for her?
It's good for her because she's getting money out of it. Yeah, so the Gemara asked, would a woman be willing...
It ruins her for later.
So would a woman be willing to belittle herself like this to make money? So the Gemara... That's a biased question. Right, you hear the question?
Yeah, but she loses her job on her ksuba.
It's short-term... What?
She wasn't besula to rule on her ksuba.
Okay. So the Gemara answers, Dilma no...
Isn't that the classic case of smush?
What? Yeah. So Dilma lo nichalu... where am I? Dilma lo nichale lavia. Maybe the father doesn't care. The father's not going to agree to this. Doesn't want his daughter besmirched. Right? So no, well, nichale lavia. What if the father doesn't care either? Very money hungry.
Does he make money?
What? It goes to the father. Well, Dilma lo nichale hu levnei mishpacha. Maybe the family doesn't want it. Nichale hu levnei mishpacha mai. What if the family also doesn't care? Well, efshar deleka chad bedinat yadol nichal. It's not possible. There's not one relative who's going to be okay with this. Not going to be possible such a thing. Not one relative is going to have an objection. One relative is going to have an objection. The question is, and therefore, we don't believe him. The question is that even if a relative has an objection, even if the relative lives next door, the cousin lives next door, and he objects, how does that? What does that monetarily have to do with anything?
Yeah.
You know? He's objecting because it's going to besmirch the family name. Okay, here. But how does that... But there's no, they don't have a claim in money. Only the father does.
They claim in money, but it's claiming his status.
So what?
I don't want my daughter...
I don't want my cousin, right?
So, my cousin.
Right, but what does that have to do with the...
Is that on the resume?
But what does that have to do...
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with the guy owing the money? The answer is nothing. The only person who can object is the father. The girl and the father, not the cousin.
No, it's not. It's telling you that it's larger. The picture's larger than that.
Right, so, right. The picture's larger. The question is, how does that work halakhically? How does that work? How does that prevent the husband? How does that neighbor or cousin objecting make this man not have to pay? How does that work? Since it's somebody who's going to object, we don't believe him. How does that work?
A second.
That's the question.
What is she saying in this whole thing? Nothing.
What
is the girl saying?
No, she admits it. Man Khan says, I admit I was mfata that girl. So if Shimon says, we don't believe you.
What does she say?
She says, yeah, he was mfata me. So now pay me. Now pay me the boss of the pagam.
I'm ready to pay her.
What? Right. But we said we don't believe him.
We both
did. So now we do. And what if the cousin says, nah, what's going on here? This didn't happen. I can't imagine this happened. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then we don't believe him. How does that work? How does that work? It's a good question. Okay, next. Homer Ganafti Mishali
Besakar. What's the issue? We don't believe eight of them makes them from Russia.
No. That only applies by Onesh. That you can't make yourself into a Russia. You can't walk into Bezin. Yes, that was Michal Shabbos. That we don't believe you. But this is all about money. We do believe you. That's the distinction.
What's the question?
The question was, he said, we don't believe you that you seduced what's-her-name's daughter. We don't believe you. And then Gemara asks, what if she admits it also? Then we do believe you. What if the father doesn't admit it? Then we don't believe you. What if the father does? Then we do. Okay, next. Ha'omer ganafti mishalem es ha'keren. If someone says, I stole, you have to pay the Karen. Right? But not the kefil or dal vehei, because it's a knas. Itmar, palga, niska. What about half? What about a tam? What about half damage? What's the story with half damage? Is that a money or is that a knas?
Does it even exist?
Yeah, tam. A sharf tam damages something. So he only has to pay half. So why is he paying half? Rav Papa Amar Palga Niska Mamona. It's money. Rav Huna Amar Bred Rivishu Amar Palga Niska Knasa. No, it's a knas. Rav Papa Amar Palga Niska Mamona. It's money. Kasavar Stam Shavarim La Becheskas Chimar Kami. Most oxen are not necessarily guarded. Why? Because animals run free, right? They don't guard. They don't watch. They don't have manners. But Dinhu Dimashal and Kule. Really, you should pay the whole thing. However, Rachmana hu dechayes alei dakati lo uad tura. The Torah had pity on you. It's not a muad yet, a brand new ox. So the Torah had pity on you. You only have to pay half. Why are you paying the half? It's money, not a knas. It's money. Therefore, if you admit this happened, you're gonna have to pay. Mivuna brejer v'shomer palka niska knasa. No, the paying only half is a knas. It's a knas. Why? Really, oxen behave themselves. And you don't have to watch them so much, and they're calm. So you shouldn't have to pay at all. Why shouldn't you have to pay at all? Because it's a freak accident. Onis-like. The only time that onis is chayv is if it's a human being. There's no such turwa with an accident. No such thing like that. Right? But an ox, it was an accident. A freak thing. My ox damaged you. That never happened before. However, Rachmanahu dekante, but the Torah said, you know what? Pay half. Kihechi denatri l'ture. Hey, watch a little bit. You should watch. Like only have to do, what?
Give you incentive.
A little bit. Watch. So you're willing to pay half. Right. So what's that half? It's a knas. So therefore, if you admit it, you wouldn't have to pay.
You just have to go by a shore. I don't think your dog would have the same.
Any thing. Animal.
Your dog would have the same thing. So comes to
any animal. The Gemara. We're going to get it on the base. So it basically, it's any animal except inherently dangerous animals. A lion. Guy's a lion in his house. Like, oh, that's a freak thing. A lion can attack somebody. Right? The Gemara's going to talk about that. Those animals are inherently dangerous. Right? Right, exactly. Those animals are inherently dangerous. But if it's not inherently dangerous, then it's a freak accident. Now, So, Simon, Hizik, Ma, Behemis, Klal. Exactly. Exactly. Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, right? Now, the Simon has four words, right? We're going to have four discussions now on who's right here. Is Palga a Knas, or is it Mamon? Okay? Number one. Tanan. Hanizik v'hanazik v'hamazik b'tashlumen. That means that the mazik, the damager, and the nizik, the guy who got damaged, b'tashlumen, have to pay. What does that mean? The guy who got damaged has to pay. What does that mean? What does he have to pay for? He's a victim. That makes a perfect sense. B'shlomo l'mandam r'palakadizka mamona. If you say that it's a monetary payment, hainu d'shayich tash nizik b'tashlumen. That's why the victim has to pay. Why? He has to pay the other half. He wants to be made whole. He's only getting half from the damager. Where's he getting the other half from? Out of his own pocket. That makes perfect sense.
He's not paying.
Rashi says, Shnehem I've seen them bedavar. They both lose. Right? Each one loses half. That makes sense to say make such a statement. Elamanda Palganiska Knasa. But one second. If you hold half is only a knas. Hashta, lavdi day de kashakal b'tashlumen isya? The half that the nizik gets doesn't even deserve that. He doesn't even deserve that half. It's a knas! What's he paying? Doesn't make sense to say that. He's paying? What? Make any sense, really. So the Gemara answers, so it's a raya that what? That really it's palga nizka mamona. From this Raisa. So the Gemara says, lo nitzrucha el lepachas nevela. The story is the pachas nevela. What does that mean, pachas nevela? Let's say my ox kills your ox. And I only have to pay half. What's the half? It's worth $100. So I have to pay 50. The Rashi, the whole long Rashi, I don't want to say it, save time. I have to pay 50, right? What if by the time I killed it, right? So it was worth 100. Dead. How much is it worth dead? It's worth 100 dead. So I'd pay 50. But now, it took 2 weeks till we got to Beis Din, and during those 2 weeks, it went down to 45. Why? Because it's worth less now. It's rotting away, right? It's worth less now. So who has to pay that 5? Not me. I don't have to pay that 5. I have to pay 50. I have to pay half. Half of when it happened. It was 100. I pay half. Now it went down to 90. I don't have to pay half. I still pay the half. Who loses the other half? The Nizik. That's what it means. The Nizik has to pay.
I thought it worked that you pay for half of the live animal, then you split the carcass.
No.
The difference between the two is depreciation.
What? But let's look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. It says, lo nitzrucha el lepachas nevela. You see it? Ha diktani nizik b'tashlumen. It says nizik has to pay. What does it mean nizik has to pay? What is the nizik paying? Lav palga. Not half. The kashav ka'amar, not half. And not half of the remainder. That's not what it means. Why is that not half of the remainder? Because it's a knas. The only reason the mazik is even paying anything is because it's a knas. So the nizik is not paying anything. What does it mean the nizik pays? What does that mean? Ella, it means, bahu palga nizka nami diktani la rahmana. Mafsid kol pechas, shepechasas nevela. The nizik has to pay any decrease in the value of the nevela. Midameha of its value, mishas misa from the minute it died, ad shas hamaras badin until you have the court case. Shashamin es hanavela, you evaluate the nevela. Kamahi yafa hashar b'chayav, how much was it worth when it was alive? The kamahaisa nevela yafa mishas misa, how much is it worth now? Right, umishale machatzi, you pay half that. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. I said the value of the day. So how much is it worth when it was alive? How much is it worth now? What now? B'shas misa, when my ox killed it? I pay half. Now, avomasha hoz ludume nevela. B'shas misa, achas mechira. Aye, what about it went down in value? From the time it died, till the time the nizik actually managed to sell it to somebody, to the butcher shop. Right, when he sold it to the goyish butcher shop. So how much time, when that time, it didn't happen, it didn't go to the butcher shop that second. It took a day. And during that day, it went down in value. Right? The mazik doesn't have to pay for that decrease. Doesn't have to pay for that. Right? Who pays for that? The nizik. Right? Baba Kama, Yalav Lemikra, it's learned out of a pasuk. That difference, the Nizik has to pay for. That's what it means when it says the Nizik has to pay also. So what do you see? They both have to chip in some level. So it's not a raya either way. Not a raya either way, whether the palga is knas or mamon. It's not a raya. And by the way, pchas nevela tanina. We learned this already. Tashlume nezek. It says tashlume nezek. What do you mean tashlume nezek? It should say tashlume mazek. What do you mean tashlume nezek? That means melamed shabailim betaplim benevela. Right? It means that the baal has to be busy with the nevela. Okay? So that's a question. The question is, we know this already. We know this already. Right? It's old news. The half of Baba Kama is about this din. Right? So we know that already. So you're telling me over here that we have a whole bryce over here to teach you the same exact din? So Gemara answers, Chad betam, the chad b'muad. Yeah, one's by a tam, and one's by a muad. V'tshirichi, the ashmina betam. If you only had it by a tam, mishum da'akati lo yai. It's not a muad. Avol muad, da'ayayed, eimolo. One second, it's a muad. So you know what I would say? You should have seen this coming, man. You should have known that your animal's wild, and therefore, you do have to pay the decrease in value. What's the nizik's fault? Nebuch, this poor guy. Why does he have to lose money? You had a muad on your hands. Via, and he's still, but the halach is still like that. That still then is its fault. Via shminan b'muad, if he would have had a case by a muad, b'shum to kamashalim kula. Listen, I'm paying the whole thing. So the little decrease in value, you could take that. You could take it on your shoulders. Avol b'tam emalo. About a time, I would never say such a thing. Therefore, tzricha. Therefore, need both. That was raya number one. Now we do raya number two. Toshma ma ben tam l'muad. What's the difference between a tam and a muad? Shatam mishalem chatzi nezek migufo. The tam, you only pay. We said, how much was the animal worth when it was alive? How much is it worth now? You pay the difference. What if the animal that damaged is not even worth that difference? You only pay the value of the animal. The guy's a millionaire, he's got $1 million in a bank account. Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to pay from his bank account. Only pays the value of the animal that did the damage. You understand? Umuad mishalim nezek shalim min aliyah. But if muad, you have to pay. Right? Either ox is only worth 70% of the damage, then pay the 30% from your bank account. Right? V'lo katani. And what do we say? What's the difference between the tam and the muad? How many differences do we give? One difference. What's the one difference? That a tam pays me gufo, and a muad doesn't pay me gufo. V'lo katani, but we didn't mention shatam en mishalim al piatzmo. Umuad mishalim al piatzmo. We didn't mention that difference. Why not? Obviously, it's not a difference. Obviously, we must hold that a tam is palaga is mammon. So Gemara says, no, ton of a shire. No, we left other things out of this list. Yeah? My shire, the high shire. What else is left out of the list? Shire, chati kofer. Chati kofer. What's chati kofer? If a tam kills somebody. Tam kills somebody. Not a tam damaged someone else's ox. A tam mamish killed somebody. It's very unusual. Look, it happened. So now, do you pay chati kofer? Right, kofer is the value, right? By a muad, you pay kofer. Right? So do you pay chati kofer? Such a thing? Of course, the Baba Kama, there's 20 pages on this. We pay chati kofer. So, e mishum chati kofer, if that's the issue, chati kofer is left off the list. Lav shiru. That's not extra. That's not an extra thing. Why not? Hamani, right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, our midness, this statement was said by Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amar who said, Tam Mishalim chati kofer. A Tam does pay chati kofer. Right? So it's not a shiloh. So that can't be a difference. Therefore what? There's nothing else left on this list. There's nothing else. So therefore it doesn't. It's not, one second. So therefore what? Right. So one second.
So therefore that's not considered left out.
It's not considered left out. So there's nothing left out because we never leave only one thing out. Okay. Tashma, third raya. Hamis shorius ploni. If someone says, my ox killed ploni, oh, shor shel ploni, or my ox killed ploni's shor, hareze mashalim al piatzmo. Then you have to pay. My lav betam. Aren't we talking about a tam? What do you see? That you do pay chatzi nezek on admission. Why? Because it must be momon. Lo, b'muad. No, we're talking about a muad. Avu b'tam mai. Then what would the din be by a tam? The din would be einu mashal mal piyatzma. You don't pay, right? So then you're making it so confusing. So the Tani Sefer, the Sefer is going to say avdo shel ploni einu mashal mal piyatzma. What about if you kill the eved of somebody? You also don't have to pay if you admit. Why don't you have to pay if you admit? Because it's also a knas, right? So then lifno v'lisni b'didei. Forget the eved. I can have the same, all the same dinim without resorting to an eved. Why? Vedavam amurim. When is it true that you have to pay by yourself? If it's a muad. Why if it's a muad? That's not a knas. Avol b'tam. But if it would be a tam, einu mashal mal piyatzmo. Right? You would not have to pay. Why would you not have to pay? Because behold, a half a payment is a knas, and you don't pay a knas when you admit. So it's going to be much more simple. Forget the eved. So the more answer is no. Kula b'muad kamayri. No, we're talking about a muad only. I don't want to talk about a tam. I only want to talk about a muad. So by talking about a muad, the only way to teach me the din that a muad doesn't have to pay if you admit is by an eved. Why? Because that's the only case of a muad on the knas. If a muad kills a human being, you have to pay. That's not a knas. If a muad kills an ox, you have to pay. That's not a knas. Ah, if a muad kills an eved, that's a knas already. So that's why, since we wanted to stick with a muad, the only way to teach these two dinim is to teach two different dinim. One is by human beings and oxen, and one is by avadim.
Why is it knas by eved?
What?
Why is it knas?
The Torah says you have to pay 30 shekel. That was said yesterday, right? You could have an eved who's an expert diamond cutter. It's worth a lot of money. It's a big guy, gets a big salary like that, right? On 47th Street. Those are very expertise, and you can have an eved who doesn't do anything. Right? He sits and watches the grass grow. And you got to pay the same 30 shekel. Why? Because that's a knas. Doesn't make sense.
If a muad gores a eved and kills him,
he has to pay 30 shekel.
That's it.
You don't pay the value. That's it. Last raya. Next one. Toshma. Toshma. That's the third one. I'm sorry. No, it's the fourth one. I'm sorry. Zachlau. If you ever have to pay more than what you're supposed to, that's a knas. So if you admit, you don't have to pay. What about hapachos mi mashahizik mashal mal piatzmo? What about if it's less? Right? What about if it's less? Then you would have to pay. How could it be less? How could it be less? Chatzi. Right? So then I would have to pay? Isn't that a raya? That it's chatzi knezek is a mammon? What am I paying for? I admitted it. It must be what? That it's mammon, right? So my answer is no. Lo tema hapachos mimashezek. Don't say that if it's less, then you have to pay. No. Ela ema hakamashezek mashal mal piatzmo. If it's what you damaged, remember I said before in Rabban Aleph, what if the Eved is some expert diamond cutter? You're paying 30 shekel? You're underpaid. You're underpaid. Right? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, only if you overpay, then you don't have to pay if you admit. What about if you underpay? The Mishnah didn't say anything. So you can underpay in two ways. Number one, the Eved's worth a lot more. And number two, it's chatzi nezek. So now the Gemara changed it. Don't say it means if you overpay. Meaning, if you don't pay what you're supposed to, less or more, then what? Then it's obviously a knas. The only time it's not a knas is if you pay what you owe, you did damage. You did damage, so you pay. Otherwise, if you pay any other amount, it's obviously a knas. Avo pachas, but what if it's less? Mai, what would be the din? Eino mashalam al piatzmo. Then you don't have to pay if you admit. If it's less, obviously it's less, it's a knas. Then you don't have to pay. So listening, Zaklal, here's the rule. Call she'enu mashal masha hizik, enu mashal mal piatzmo. The mashma pachas, or mashma yeser. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Why did Tana write, call a mashal more than what you damaged? Right? Why did the Mishnah say that? We said it doesn't mean that. But why did it say it like that? Therefore, tiyufta. Obviously, it's a tiyufta. Right? Because our Mishnah implies that a chatzi nezek is mamon. Why does our Mishnah imply chatzi nezek is mamon? Because it says if you damage more than what you paid, more than what it's worth, you have to pay a kanas. What if it's less? You have to pay. We said, no, it doesn't mean that. It means you only damage exactly what you have to pay exactly what you damage. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. You can tell me it means that all you want. That's not what it says. So therefore what? It must be, from our Mishnah, that if you pay less than what you damaged, it's mamon. Right? Tiyofta. It must be that. The hilchasa and the halacha is palga niska knasa. Palga is a knas. How could that be? Tiyofta v'hilchasa. How could that be? There's a tiyofta and we hold like that? Doesn't make any sense. Gemara says, in, yeah. Taima, my itosav. Why did we upshlug that? What was our problem? Our problem was the lashon in the Mishnah. Mishum delo katani kama shehizik. Because it didn't say exactly, you're only paying the amount you damaged. Right? It didn't say that. If it would have said that, we wouldn't know what to say. Right? We could say, palga is mamon or knas. What? Lo psikole. You know why it didn't say that? Because there's one case where you pay chatzi nezek, and it's not a knas. What's that? Tsroros. Lo psikole. Kiva de ikka chatzi nezek tsroros. Right? Tsroros is where the animal's walking. And while it's walking, if pebbles go flying and hurt and damage something, that you only have to pay chatzi nezek for that. Why? Because it's unusual. It's a little bit of a grumma, whatever the lumdus of that is. It's a little bit unusual. So you have to pay chatzi nezek. It's not a knas. It's mamish damage. Right? The hilchas of gemiri la, the mimonahu, mimonahu. That's all. The halacha l'moshe misina. You only have to pay money for that, not a knas. Mishum hachi lo katani. That's why we didn't want to say that if you pay less, you don't have to pay if you admit. It's not true. If you admit your animal did tsaroros, you do have to pay. Why do you have to pay? Because it's mammon. That's why we didn't want to say that in the Mishnah. We don't want to mislead anybody. But it doesn't necessarily mean that palga is a knas. And the answer is, palga is a knas. Faster than marta palga niska knasa. Now that we said that, hi kalba, let's say you have a dog. The achal imri, it ate a goat. That's pretty unusual. That's very unusual. That's abnormal, right? Vishunra, or a cat, the achla tarnagoli, ravravi, a large chicken, which is unusual. Mishunahu, it's unusual. Velo magvinon bebavel. And in Bavel, we wouldn't make you pay. Why? Because in Bavel, because it's a knas. And in Bavel, they didn't do knasos, because you have to have smicha for that. They didn't have smicha there, so you don't have to pay.
So what does a cat eat in Kadganya? What's the...
What?
What does a cat eat? Does the cat eat something?
Oh,
a goat. So,
okay, the dog doesn't eat a goat. You can't ask me a kashrut from Chagadia.
The chicken and the goat are so different?
What?
The chicken and the goat. I can eat a goat, but not a chicken.
No, yes. Well, by the way, when you put out your Haggadah, you put that word in there. By the way, I guarantee you that there's a Haggadah in the world that mentions this Gemara on that piyut. I have no doubt. You have a doubt about that? I have no doubt about it.
Das
Memalas and Ksuvas, it says, I have no doubt about it. Anyway, Avol Zutri, what about a small chicken? Orchu, that's normal. Umagvina, that I would have to pay. V'i tafas, and if let's say the guy grabs the money, so your animal damaged my flock, my sheep, my chicken. Well, on a technicality, I can't get the money out of you. So I go into your house and I take your diamond ring, right? I go into your house and I take your iPod. Now it's worth something. So lo I tafas. If I did that, lo mafkirin mine. We don't make him give it back because lamaisa, he owes the money, right? The Amar Ikvali Zmana Zimnil Eretz Yisrael. So you know what? I summon you to go to Israel. We'll go to Israel where they have Knasos. They have Mumchen over there. We'll go there.
That's the answer to Yossi's question.
What's
the answer? Hadan is written in Israel where they don't have this problem. And Bubble, they did have this problem. Here's your answer.
The
Otherwise,
they don't have an answer.
Exactly.
Makvinanle, you have to go. Vilo Azil, and if you don't go, Mishamtinanle will put you in Cherub. Benkach Benkach, Mishamtinanle. Now, no matter what, we're going to put you in Cherub. Dominanle, Solik, Hezeka, Midirab Nathan. You have to get rid of your damaged things in your house based on Rav Nathan's statement. The Tanya, Rav Nathan Omer, Menayin Shalom, Yigdal Adam, Kelav Ra, Besoch Beso. How do you know you shouldn't have a wild dog in your, a bad dog in your house? Velo Yama, Tulam Ruah, Besoch Beso. You can't have a broken ladder in your house. Shinemar, Velo, Tasim, Damim, Bebezecha. You can't have bloods in your house. So anyway, you have to get rid of those animals. Okay? Good?
Dog bites, you should put it
yes, if it's a damaging dog, you have some dogs that are very, very tame. You have to know the dog. Some are very, very calm and very tame.
Yeah,
and when kids come over, they don't do anything. And sometimes you got to keep the dog in the other room, right?
Sometimes if you provoke a dog, you take away the food. Okay. What are you doing?
So I don't think that provoking is kelav ra. That's not kelav ra. Kelav ra means you don't have to provoke it in a little attack.
It's intrinsic.
Right? It's intrinsic.
You know, provoke a Rottweiler?
All right. Everybody have a very good day. We'll pick Hajin Alach Eilun Iris, Hajin Alach Eilun Iris, Hajin Alach Eilun Iris. Tomorrow we start Chelik Beis of Art School. Chelik Beis tomorrow.